All right, welcome back. Good morning once again. 15 minutes gone past the hour. It's time for us to get into our final conversation for today, the last Thursday in September. Jude Omamibe is my name. So this is how we start. First of all, how many of you can ride a bicycle? Show of hands, by chance. How many of you can ride a bicycle? Okay, great. Now, a lot of people growing up loved their bicycles. I, for one, I was nuts over them. When my friends had their bicycles, every day after school, I looked forward to riding his bicycle. In fact, there were a group of individuals who had bicycles. And then, you know, back how when Nigeria was like, you know, a little less dramatic, you have a whole lot of children lined up, all friends with the person who has a bicycle. Let me ride now. Let me ride. Okay, ride to that place and come back. Ah, let me ride. You don't have to do wheelie and all of that. Yeah, it sounds, you know, right now it's a bit all nostalgia in my stomach. But there are indications that the Lagos State government may have concluded plans to construct bicycle parking terminals in the state. Basically, a lot of long story short, who said what? Basically, there's a plan to have more people ride bicycles in Lagos as a means, you know, of curbing the traffic situation. So, non-motorized transport systems. The idea, as it is with some places around the world, you get to a park, you see a bicycle, right? You pay for it, you ride the bicycle to the next point, you drop the bicycle, padlock it, chain it, or whatever, it's secured, then you go do whatever it is you want to do. That sounds like a fantastic idea. On paper, that is. But here's the question. So, would you, here in Port Harcourt, would you consider cycling? Would you consider cycling if provisions are made? The first time I visited Benin Republic, when I went to Cotonou, I started to cross semi border on the highway. I noticed that on the road, on the highway, that motorcycles and bicycles had a very interesting lane. It was marked visibly. You could tell it was marked. It was a good distance away from the major road. In fact, in some areas, there were railings to protect them. Back then, that seemed like a great idea. And I'm curious right now, is this something you would consider doing? In your fancy suits, going to GRA. Imagine if there were bike parks, right, between Choba and GRA. Would you ride to work? Or if you work in GRA and you live in GRA, rather than driving from, like, say, Woji to King Perikule, for example, right, Woji Street to King Perikule, you could ride a bicycle if the lanes are demarcated. And even if, let's assume you don't have parking spaces, but would you even ride bicycles, right, if the government said there's a special lane for bicycles, a safe spot for bicycles? Obviously, it cannot be everywhere, cannot be on the highway, obviously. But if there are safe areas, you know, imagine communities like Alu, imagine communities like Choba, right? Imagine having bike lanes that you could ride. I see people ride bicycles to work. I have a colleague who rides to the office. You know, some people ride their bicycles to work. But it's not a popular thing. But with the increase in petrol, you know, subsidy challenges, and at some point in time, the price might increase, it might decrease, no one knows tomorrow. Cycling may just be a good option. Now, before we get on, some of you who have traveled, who have had the opportunity to travel to the UK, to the US, particularly the UK, would know that there are some places where you just have to walk because taxi fares are extremely expensive. You know how people are used to, those of you who are in Uniport, a lot of people are used to taking a bus from Delta Gate down to Ofrema. Well, if you're in the UK, I can assure you, most of your coursemates, of your colleagues, would either be riding to work or will be walking to class, that distance. It sounds far-fetched. It's too far. But, you know, what if? What if it was safer? You're walking. You're not going to be paying 50 naira or 100 naira. You know, whether there's a petrol scarcity or not, it doesn't affect you. You would, however, you know, have to invest in shoes. A lot of shoes, apparently. Like, really good shoes. You really need to do that. I'd like to get to hear from you. Would you walk?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
We're talking about bicycles this morning. Non-motorized transport. Non-motorized. That means there's no combustion engine. Nothing is going to push you. It's just you and the power of your thighs. Would you be willing to do that? Is this something you would consider? Assuming that provisions are made. Assuming that, you know, lanes are properly built, they're demarcated, and would there be need for a bicycle license? I don't know, but you know, let's just say whatever could be an encumbrance is identified, sorted. Would you take a bicycle ride, leave your big man attire, and wear nice jeans, trainers, and ride to work? 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and Twitter. Once again, if proper measures were taken, security, demarcation, you name it, traffic regulations done, would you ride a bicycle? Would you consider cycling to the market, to the supermarket? In China, there's a word for those people. I'm trying to remember the term. Some of you have seen them, right? Where they use bicycles to transport people, right? There's a bike. It's been modified to look like a tricycle, but no machines. The people sit behind, and the guy cycles them from one point to another in the town. Is that a kind of business? Are we actually headed there? Now that I'm thinking about it, cycling, non-motorized means of transportation. Would you take it? Would you encourage it? Particularly here in River State. Or is this something that, should not. We can't. I want to know why you can't if you are in that position. All right, first message here before we go on a break. This one says, I will gladly ride to work. Just a safe lane for bicycles. That's all we need. I would gladly ride to work. Interesting. David Ekomtu says, bicycle riding is a very good source of exercise. I personally have the funds to buy two cars, but I've decided to get three bicycles, very expensive ones, and I'm benefiting immensely, you mean? Okay. Oh, that's true. There are some bicycles, interestingly, that are expensive, even though more expensive than cars. I'm not exaggerating. There are carbon composite bicycles, right? That costs about, £1,000-£2,000. And then there are electric bicycles that go for about the same price. Convert that to Naira, that's more than a million Naira. That's more than a car. But it's interesting that David actually has, how many did he say he has? Three bicycles. Okay. In Bori, so you ride in Bori, David. You ride around Bori. I'm impressed. Surprised. But I can tell you I'm impressed. All right, this one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. Ride bicycle. Where? Which country? Which place? Come on, Jude. We can't do this. There's a reason why God has made us rich so that we can drive cars. I'm feel happy. We have the oil. We'll buy fuel. What is driving? Say, what is driving? Well, you mean riding. So what is riding bicycles? Huh? So we're there now.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back to the show, 93.3 Nigeria Info's Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Omami Wiju. Now, this morning, our final conversation is about non-motorized transportation. Yes, your feet and bicycles. In some places, electric cycles or electric bicycles, they are a thing in the West. Now, oh, Jude, this is far-fetched, but is it really? Once again, a story comes up from the Daily Post, where the Lagos State, in fact, it was on several websites, right? And the Lagos State government is considering, you know, constructing bicycle parking terminals in the state. Right, the aim, according to the state government, is to encourage non-motorized transport plan, that's NMT. Now, you recall that the state government has set aside a day to observe non-vehicle movement owing to the traffic gridlock usually experienced in Lagos State. That's Lagos State. Everybody knows traffic in Lagos State can be frightening, absolutely frightening. But I made mention that I'd been to Cotonou, right from Semeboda down to Cotonou, that's in Benin Republic. I got to notice, this was years ago, by the way, I got to notice bicycle lanes. And people plied them, people used them, bicycles and motorcycles. Now, the question is, if all of the provisions are made, you know, the lanes are well lit, they're obvious, they're reflective because some people may want to ride at night. The laws are there, clearly stated out, maybe such as wearing visibility, high visibility jacket, having a light, a reflector on your bicycle, or maybe even a bell. Remember when we used to ride as children, we used to have bells, you know, to indicate that, you know, something was behind you or coming towards you if you were not in the line of sight. So bells were pretty important back then to have on bicycles. Now, once again, would you be willing to cycle to work to school, for example, if the lanes were properly demarcated? 0179230002, 0179230003, 0817923007, and 0817930009. That's the female caller number, by the way. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809030 6416, 0809030 6416, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook and Twitter. That's where you find us this morning. Do you believe in A, non-motorized transportation? Or like someone once with some messenger said, why would I do that when we have cars, we have oil, we can buy fuel? Why would I want to ride bicycles? I'll give you one reason. It's healthy. Zion is in Jerry. Zion, would you park your car and ride a bicycle?
So, yeah.
To your office?
To do what?
To get to work.
Thank you very much. It's not needed.
Why?
Even in our streets, how many have bicycles?
Good.
I mean the health benefits. How many of us have bicycles in our streets or on our streets? In the early 90s, I think when we just get into this very democracy, you remember the name they call Martin Luther, who tried to introduce bicycle riding in Nigeria. That very day, he was trying to launch that project, car almost hit him off the street, and that project never saw the light of day. So tell you that we have passed that era of bicycle riding. At a time like this, nations are thinking far. Nations that are still riding bikes were nations that predominantly, ages ago, But traditionally, that is what their father do. So they try to sustain that culture to inform their children.
Really?
This is what our parents used to do. High school in Liberty Polytechnic, Buri, then Liberty Polytechnic, when we use bicycle as transportation, I guess those who school in that era should remember. From the park to the school, from street to street, is bicycle they ride. They pick students there. You can imagine. But today, go to the same Buri. They don't use bicycle, they use Okada.
But wait, hold on, Zion. Considering rising cost in petrol services and petrol itself, considering the rising cost of goods and other services, doesn't it make sense that people, you know, get outside, ride bicycles, you know, live a healthier lifestyle? It's not just a Nigerian or African thing. This is what European nations are doing.
It is not part of all.
But we're not always.
It's a part of the nation. There are some distant areas that people trek. Cars are not allowed. Machines are not allowed. They trek. Can you apply that here in Nigeria? You can. In policy, in public administration, there's what we call policy overview, which means you cite the policy. My brother, if you bring those bicycles, our people will steal those bicycles.
Really?
Let's agree.
Let's agree. It may not be a safe space right now. But what if they encourage people to ride their own bicycles to work? If you live in GRA, for example, no need to drive. You can ride from King Perekule down to Woji.
Right now, you are talking now. GRA is where you can apply your bicycle. The part of the GRA I see is old GRA. There's nothing like old GRA. There's GRA. You can apply your bicycle. From my about Macaulay to Nesticoli down to Andoni and the rest of them, you can use what? Bicycle. But how many of us have bicycle here?
Okay.
Let us be sincere. Okay, when Nigeria brought railway, we told them this railway is not needed now. What is happening to our railway sector now?
Before I get to water, it's not needed now, the railways.
We don't even need them at all.
Really? Zion doesn't believe we need railways. Interesting. Water is in Rupaku. Water, would you ride your bicycle to the market?
Jude.
Yes, please.
Are we going front or we are going backwards?
We hope to go forward.
We are going forward. You want people to die? You want many people to die?
Why would they die? When we were riding bicycle,
you know how many people that died on the road? That motor crushed? So, in fact, if somebody bringing this idea to our system now, we want to, you know, make people more
The question is, if all is provided, for example, bicycle lanes, demarcated lanes, for people to safely ride bicycles.
What is the road?
Sorry?
The road we are using, how many lanes? There's no road.
No, but it can be made. It's not impossible.
If the road is wide or wider, then they demarcate an area that the bicycles will go. But in essence, listen, dude, there's no need in producing that bicycle. It has no need.
Interesting.
Because if you bring it now, you will see people will like to buy bicycle, but the consequences, you better we leave it because people will die. You see motor crushing them.
Okay, so your concern.
You know how many people died when we to Rio Okada?
Wait. So your concern is about safety. If there are bicycles on the road.
Safety. We are talking safety.
Okay, all right, Walter. Thank you. What is concerned about the safety? All right, now let's get to. Let me share this with you real quick. All right. So, this is from the Euronews.com. The 10 most bike-friendly cities in the world, right? And interestingly, 9 out of the 10 of them are in Europe. And you make of it what you will with this information. All right. Okay. Number 10, Germany, Hanover, right? This city, they love bicycles, right? People ride to the parks. You know, people, you know, literally, you know, live for days, you know, with their bicycles. In fact, the infrastructure is promoting events including, wait for it, no car days. That's a day where everybody in Hanover is not meant to drive. The same thing happens in Bremen, in Switzerland, in Bern in Switzerland, in Hangzhou in China. Yes, China makes it to this list. A non-European city, right, with a top-tier ranking for bicycles. They encourage people to ride bicycles, particularly when they are within, you know, a close area. In fact, in some places, how many of you remember there was a picture some years ago that came through of a politician that was riding to work? I think it was Boris Johnson. Yeah, if memory serves me correctly, I think it was Boris Johnson that was riding his bicycle to work, or some politician, one of them, rode to work. The person didn't die. Also, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, Copenhagen in Denmark, Antwerp in Belgium, Munster in Germany, and Utrecht in the Netherlands. All of these cities promote bicycle usage. Do you think people die there? Olusegun is speaking to us from D-Line.
Hello, Brajo. Good morning
to you. Welcome to Hello Potako.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well done. Concerning the topic, I want just to take you to just this nearby neighboring country, which is Benin Republic. Hello?
But listen to you, Shagun, please.
Okay. In Benin Republic, we do have where the Okada, only Okada that our bicycle follow. They create rules for them so that we make the city the accident free.
So you've been there before? You've been to Benin Republic?
Yes, I've been there before, yes.
Interesting.
Hello?
Yes, so you think it can work here?
I didn't hear you.
You think it can work here? Would you ride a bicycle if they make bicycle lanes for you in D-Line?
In D-Line?
Yes. If they do, would you ride bicycle from your house to Bible and Fish, for example?
Okay. If they make a provision for that, we help a lot.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Shegun says it will help a lot. Now, there are benefits here, apart from health benefits. We're talking about traffic congestions. One of my favorite races, right, back then when Jeremy Clarkson and Hammond and James May used to host Top Gear, right, was the race across London, from the eastern to the western part of London, and it was a car, a bicycle, and a boat. The bicycle did well. It was a bit strenuous, but the bicycle did well. Why? Because there are points you get, traffic is heavy, but the bicycle just, woohoo, just moves across. Michael is in Borough Green. Michael, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning.
As a matter of fact, I 10 minutes ago, I just stepped off from my bicycle. I have two bicycles. I have a sport bike and a mountain bike.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But talking about the major concern is safety. So everything lies with the town planner. It lies with the government. But I believe if that policy introduced in Nigeria, people would want to do it. Like I know of a media athlete that usually does that. Like every month they do whatever they call it, which they include cycling. And I know of some people that if you go to some SP, like Gov SP, some places, people will start with this cycling. Everything boils down to the town planners, to the government, and the most important thing is to enforce the lane. Like in Lagos, where you have the BRT lane, you have different lanes for each road user.
Yeah.
I think if you work in a city well regulated, I think it's very good riding a bicycle. I'm not surprised that you mentioned China, where you see 90 years old man or woman riding the bicycle. It's very good. This morning, I rode one, and I felt it in my body. So it's good. But the problem is the driving culture in Port Harcourt. It's something else. You can't ride a bike as it is now at Rumokoro, but in town here, you cannot ride. Because
but obviously,
many people around. People, the pedestrians, are not safe. Let alone cyclists.
Yeah, but Michael, I agree with you. There has to be a lot of town planning because it's not everywhere that the bicycles will be permitted to ride on. Nigel 3, good morning. Yes, please. Good morning. Yes, please. Good morning.
I want to speak on the slide. They are not using this line.
Hello, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, turn off your radio or television, please. Can you do that?
Okay, I'm not on that station. It's like another station, sorry.
Okay, all right. Talk to us. Oh, dear. Apologies. All right. Sad. All right, someone said Judy is correct. There is a motorcycle lane in Cotonou in the Republic of Benin. Yeah, so somebody else is corroborating the claim by Olusegun. At Nigeria Info PH, that's where you'll find us. At Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. Now, we're talking about using bicycles in the cities. Would you consider cycling if provisions were made right, if the lanes were constructed properly, they're marked, but I am emphasizing demarcated properly, particularly with reflective paint, right? Because I've seen that in London, it works. So at night when you're riding, as long as you have what you call it, headlights, you can see that, no, it's clearly written on the road, it's been painted, bicycle only. So if all of these were done, would you consider riding, say, if you live within Adajoj, would you consider riding your bicycle from, like, say, Pepperoni Junction, right, or that Iwofe Junction to, I don't know, location? Maybe you live down there, or maybe you want to get to use the supermarket at Location Junction, right? What you want is over there at Location Junction. Would you consider riding a bicycle if the lanes are properly demarcated, if the law states that you can ride from certain time, and if you, yes, you, the cycler, you obey the laws. You're meant to have a helmet on. It's their safety equipment, knee pads and something. You should have at least your helmet on if you want to ride a bicycle. It's very simple. I'm not saying people should ride bicycles along East-West Road. You know, it's a major expressway. Nobody's going to ask you to do that. But within those areas where traffic ought to be minimal, and particularly not at high speeds, you could ride a bicycle. The question is, would you? All right. James here says, hi, Jude, good morning. So, I went to school, finished my education, went to NYSC, got a job. I've saved money. I decided to buy a good car. I've put rims and a stereo, and I buy for it regularly. You want me to ride bicycle? Why? Excuse me, I'm sorry. One, for your health. Two, for the environment. Three, you are likely going to spend less time riding the bicycle, right, than you would if you were in traffic. And let's not forget, the expenses are also a big factor. Now, once again, I make reference to those of you who have probably schooled in the UK, in Scotland, or in Wales, or maybe anywhere in Europe. Yes, those who have been to America, there are some campuses in the US where bicycle riding is encouraged. In fact, it doesn't even make sense for you to have a car on campus. Why? Because almost everywhere you need to go is about a 15 or 25 minute walk. So people ride bicycles, or people walk down from the library to their hostels. People do that. They make that that trip, if I can call it that, every day. And many of them are still alive. Nothing happened. Jude, there are no designed ride paths and good working traffic lights. A lot of drivers are reckless and accidents will happen. Another James with this comment. Now, if all laws are regulated and implemented, I am ready to ride to anywhere. The cyclist should be properly educated on personal protective equipment and defaulters punished. It is laudable. It's a laudable idea, and I love cycling. That's Michael. All right. It's interesting that this idea seems to come from Lagos, right? Yeah, Lagos. But then, you know, they do have a lot of traffic problems there, you know, traffic challenges. People wake up at 4:35 a.m. in Lagos to go to work. Meanwhile, for the rest of Nigeria, you know, 7:30 or so, some people are still in bed. 923. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, it's Eric. I called back.
Welcome.
It's not compulsory. If you ride or not, but it's part of exercise to keep the body fit. So if people are condemning it, after in the Western world, you have a bicycle lane where people are also riding to office. So we are not first. You know, one thing with our mentality, we believe that we have car, so what
so must use
drive bicycle for? I know of an old man that used to saw in the line with this big tire bicycle, with his suit. Oh. They say he works in share. So he normally drives his bicycle slow and steady to his destination. So it's good.
Slow and steady. David is a roomie, but David is my final caller. David, good morning, please. Hello, David.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Yes, I will love it if that policy can be implemented. And the roads marked out for bicycles. I will encourage a lot of people to ride bicycles. That will bring down the price of fuel.
It's likely.
And it will reduce the cost of maintaining cars.
Cars, true, fair enough.
And it's an opportunity to exercise oneself. So I'm supporting it wholeheartedly.
All right, David says he supports that idea wholeheartedly. All right, let me get to wrap up here with a few comments here. Very interesting comments, and they are valid, I must be honest. This one here, James says, also, the weather makes it very uncomfortable for transport. It is hot in the tropics. Very true, David. It is hot. So imagine riding from location to maybe NTA, right? I assume you probably make that in about 7 or 8 minutes. It can be hot, and you would feel very uncomfortable. But, you know, it's a small price to pay for a healthy lifestyle, isn't it? Well, non-motorized transport system. Well, Lagos is working on that. With it, if I get to have a place in Port Harcourt, who knows the future? My name is Jude. Tomorrow is Friday. It's going to be the last Friday of the month. We hope to have a greater time with you when we come for Friday, as I like to call it. Have yourself a wonderful day. Do stay well and stay safe. Good morning.